Welcome to Weird Weekly News, WEIRD, our weekly news channel. We do this at the beginning of the week, every Monday. It's August the 29th, 2016. We are sponsored by the Boy Love News Channel and ATN. Thank you for joining us on this wonderful Monday. Hope you had a great weekend, and we will begin our news story with Miami-Dade has an area where sex offenders have a homeless encampment. It reaches over 250 people now. What's absolutely happened, and it's the shame of the Miami-Dade County, is they've made it impossible for sex offenders to live in some of the homeless shelters or the shelters that are set up by the city, the state, or the county because those are too close to school zones. They don't allow sex offenders anywhere near a school zone. Therefore, it makes it almost impossible for sex offenders that are there, homeless, on the street, trying to live, trying to eke out a slight living so that they can just be alive, find a place to stay. So now the homeless are actually living on the streets, in this case, living in an enclave where there's 250 of them that are living next to railroad tracks, just trying to get by. It's actually a total disaster. Now, especially when you think of the Zika virus and the ability of that to travel all over the state of Florida, these men hitchhike, go from one end of the state to the other, and they could be carrying that virus all over the state. And yet, because we want to protect, quote unquote, the children, we will not allow these poor men to be in a shelter. In a shelter. Now, think of that. The only thing they get would be a roof over their heads and some food in their stomachs. But oh my God, that we cannot allow that. That might be doing something nice for a sex offender. This is just disgusting. It's another part of how our world has degraded to make that particular title a brand, a scarlet letter that will remain with a person the rest of their lives. So now, 250 men live in what would be called squalor. We would not allow men or women to live like this anywhere else in the world, and yet we'll allow it in Miami-Dade because they are sex offenders. That's just awful. I hate to start out the news with bad work, but that's one thing I thought everybody should know. Moving on, our next story is kind of an interesting one. One that I found quite interesting. A court has actually voided the state sex offender registry because it's imposing unconstitutionally retroactive punishment. Now that's exactly what it does. Cannot believe this. The U.S. Court of Appeals in the Sixth Circuit has determined in Michigan that the Michigan Sex Offender Registry, and you think about this, is unconstitutional, basically because they continue to oppose punishment after the sex offenders have served their time. Once they're done, once they've served their time, they should not be punished over and over and over again. It makes perfect sense to most people, but obviously not to some in the world who think we need to be put on an island and branded like cattle, were we never allowed to get anywhere near a young person. Oh my God, we might actually look. Thank God that can never happen. Give them the chance, they'll blind us and make us all like cattle, chain us up, and put us in areas where they can control us for the rest of our lives. Those that end up on that registry, my God, they are treated so badly. They can't even see their kids or their grandkids. What an awful thought. The way that the world has changed, it's insane. Absolutely insane. So for one of the first times I've ever read it, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has said in Michigan that it's unlawful, illegal, that particular part of the sex offender registry is illegal. I'm very interested to see how this goes. There is legislation being developed to make it even harder for us, that they consider sex offenders to be abominable, the most unspeakable, as they put it, and that we should never be allowed to to have any access to normality. Think of that. Normality. What the my God is normal? Can you believe this, gentlemen? That's what the world sees us as. Please, I beg of you, if you ever do anything else that we talk about on Weird Weekly News, protect yourselves. Don't put yourselves in the places or do things that are going to get you in trouble. The law is unforgiving. It's not even a slightly thing. I've lost too many friends, too many dear, dear friends, over things that they thought were innocent. They are not, not now. We have to be together on this, gentlemen. We have to think. Don't forget this. There's nothing wrong with loving boys. Nothing at all. But think. Don't do stupid things. Always think. The world's not going to forgive you. That's not what's going to happen. We need to stick together on this, gentlemen. If we're ever to overcome anything in this world, we need to do it cleanly and with great thought. But that's part of what's going on. It is good to see a positive news story. I apologize about the bad ones, because there are many bad ones in the world, but that's one that's positive. Moving on, now another bad news story. I don't know if you guys remember this. There used to be a show on TV called Degrassi High. It actually started out with Degrassi Middle School and moved on to Degrassi High School. I'd never forget it because it was one of the first times I ever saw actually a gay kid in a regular TV show. Well, anyway, one of the actors that actually portrayed a character a couple of times in Degrassi High was charged in a child porn probe. Now, this was pretty terrible. It happened in Toronto. A former actor and his partner and two other women have been charged with various sex and child pornography offenses following an 8-month investigation. Now, sadly, and in my mind, disgustingly, and you got to realize this, guys, this is awful, they actually had been abusing children with animals. I mean, I don't even want to go there, guys. I don't. You know, the thought comes to mind that just absolutely disgusts me. It's not right. These are the people that make it hard on those of us that actually love boys. It makes us look like we're the most awful things there ever was. These are the type people that make us look that way. They think this crap is fun. My God, to abuse a child like that, I mean, with animals, my freaking God, what are these people thinking? It's just astonishing that people like that are around there. Now, that type of person, I just have no use for. I'm sorry, I don't. I really don't. I never see a reason to hurt a child. You just should not do that. People that say that because we're boy lovers, we want to hurt kids, they are full of crap. We do not. That is not what it's about. These type people, they're the ones. They're the credence. They're the ones that have created the attitude and the atmosphere that exists in society. They are the Hannibal Lecters of the child abuse. Certainly, they're not eating anyone, but my God, you don't hurt a child. And I cannot imagine or even fathom what went on. But these guys have been arrested. It's part of news, so I share it with you. But I must admit, I'm quite disgusted with this. I enjoyed the show, Degrassi High, but my God, this really reaches into the bear. It does. So sadly, but I did need to share it with you on Weird Weekly News. Next, in the news story, there's actually a call for a judge who gave a defendant on sexual assault probation, an 18-year-old boy. He was actually a high school athlete, had gone to a party, and at that party, he got drunk. He, along with two 18-year-old girls, who also got drunk, those two girls ended up in bed with him, and supposedly, he assaulted them both. He actually ended up calling one of the girls the next day and apologized to her, and she commented to him that it was okay, it was no big deal, and he swears that he never touched the other girl. who knows what's right or wrong, but this judge basically gave him probation, saying that he had been punished enough, considering all that had gone on. I mean, I have my problems with this. What about the two 18-year-olds? They also were drunk. They also were there. I mean, he shouldn't have done what he did, but they shouldn't have done what they did either. My God, do we not accept that both parties are at fault here? I mean, that's just in my mind. Maybe that's not the way I should look at it, but in my mind, they all are victims, every one of them. Now there's a petition being circulated that this judge be thrown off the bench because he gave this kid probation. An 18-year-old child? No. People are calling that he should have been locked up and charged with sex offenses. My God, guys, they want to do this to anyone, anyone. They want everyone to be locked away, no matter what happened or what the real base is. I mean, there is more to it when all three were drunk at the same party. All three were in bed together. I mean, my God, what the hell? When will people finally recognize that we have gone way above and beyond what I would think is normality in the world we live in? So this is interesting. We'll just have to see how this plays out. But basically, he gave this particular young man basically probation, although a lot of things he's going to have to do, but he didn't lock him up and didn't make him a sex offender for the rest of his damn life simply because he did something absolutely stupid, yes, but I don't know that I would have taken it much further. Moving on in news. Now, this is actually something good. Basically, the young man, Oaks Fegley, basically, I think that's how you say his last name. He plays Pete in Pete's Draglin. Pete's Dragon. Boy, I can't even say the word. Pete's Draglin. Pete's Dragon. He actually is 12, and he plays a 10-year-old boy in the film Pete's Dragon. He's so excited that he got this part, and he appears so excited throughout the movie. If you have not seen it, I think you should take a look at it. Fegley and his family come from Pennsylvania. This is one of his first movies. He's so excited to have been a part of Pete's Dragon. He discussed Pete as being like a puppy, that the puppy loves him and he loves the dragon, and they have a great and wonderful time as he grows up in the wilderness, as Pete is his puppy, both his mother, his father, his companion. It's a wonderful movie. I know the first time I saw Pete's Dragon years ago, it touched my heart. But the new one seems very whimsical as well. One of the wonderful things I read about this, I thought, in my mind, he said the things that he wishes people would take away from the movie when you leave is that magic still exists. Isn't that a wonderful thing? He said that as adults get older, they lose magic in their life. They lose the ability to dream and to believe that all things are possible. And with Pete's Dragon, he hopes that we'll see that magic and it can come back into our lives. What a great thing for a 12-year-old boy to be wishing for all of us that we could see the magic in the world around us. In a world that seems to be permeated with bad things, it's good to see a positive thing from a young man, 12-year-old kid. I love that. Moving on, a 10-year-old boy. Now, this is what I thought was really cool in North Carolina. Basically, his mother had told him, look, son, I want you to figure out a way to give back to the community. Do something special so that you can do something for the regular community. He did some effort and thought about what he would like to do. And so what he's doing is he's created a popcorn business to buy Christmas gifts for other kids that are needy. And his business is selling popcorn flavored like pink lemonade, smoky barbecue, birthday cake, southern butter, pecan flavor, ranch and dressing, and many other flavors. Over 30 flavors of popcorn being sold by a 10-year-old kid, Mason Marshall, in North Carolina. He's been so successful at this that he's been able to give out presents to many, many kids all over the North Carolina area. In fact, one of their last shopping trips, it took a van to load all the different gifts that they were able to take to local shelters for kids who had nothing. And it's a wonderful thing that a child would think, hey, what can I give? Give back to the community. A 10-year-old boy. I think this is wonderful. Now, these are the things we should be shining as a shining example of a child, and the fact that children have depth in their hearts and in their souls. They know what's going on in the world. They see, but they are an example of who we are. As boy lovers, those young people that are in our lives, we ought to help them to see. The world needs to be a better place. The world needs to see what can happen if people will get together and work for the common good. Things can be so special if we could just do that. And gentlemen, as boy lovers, we can do this. It's hard. It's not easy. But together, even with those young people in our lives, we can do this. We absolutely can. Dream the dream. Kids like this, they are success stories. We need to be congratulatory. Anytime you see a child succeeding and dreaming like this, pat them on the back. Tell them what a great job they're doing. And we do that to Mason. Mason, great job, young man. You are really, really a great example of what a boy can do in a small but widening world. Now, lastly, for my editorial, one of the things that I saw, and I think every BL for the last 2 weeks has been watching the Little League World Series. Some spectacular things going on the last 2 weeks. In fact, I have read over on a couple of sites. I know on Boy Chat, people were talking about what in the hell are we going to do after this is over. I know I've seen it on other boards where people have said, oh my God, 2 weeks of wonder, and now it's going to be nothing until next year. But it's been a great, great 2 weeks. I know I've been excited. The Aussie kids, I just love to watch them play. I love the fact that their accents are so spectacular. And finally, in the last game, New York, can you believe it? A USA team won the Little League World Series in a 2-1 decision, which was absolutely wonder. If you did not see it, you missed a great game. But one of the more subtle things that I did see is midweek, there was a gentleman, a coach came out of the dugout, went out to his son, who was pitching, and grabbed his son and hugged him. And he said, I just want to tell you, I love you, and I support you. That just touched my heart so much, because that's what we need to be doing. We're BLs, guys. We love kids. We love boys. What in the hell was wrong with that? Nothing. That shows pure love. Not abuse. Love. Isn't that wonderful? In my mind, it was. I was watching, I know as you were, intently at the end of the game yesterday, that the second to last batter that came up was actually 6 foot tall. My God, he was huge. And if he had batted, that would have been it. There would have been no way that they could have beat this guy. He was so big. If they had batted that guy, he would have put it out of the park. But thank God they actually ended up letting him walk. And the next kid was just a kid about a little over 5 feet tall. And they struck him out. And the New York team won. I thought, what a great job. Congratulations to New York. Oh, great job. No, you guys did a wonderful job, and I'm proud of you. I hope you guys celebrate this wonderful kids. Thank you again for joining me on the Weird Weekly News. This has been your DJ Gorf. We are sponsored by the Boy Love News Channel. We appreciate you. Have a great week, gentlemen.